The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I've got a couple of new heroes. A couple of judges on the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals going on record in a Texas law decision concerning dismemberment abortions. I reported this to you a couple of days ago, that the entire 5th Circuit Court of Appeals heard the case of this Texas law that bans what is called dismemberment abortions. Abortions that happen so late in the pregnancy that the only way that the baby can be aborted is that the unborn child be ripped apart in the womb. It's brutal. It is inhumane. It is barbaric. However, Planned Parenthood and the pro-abortion people defend this barbarism. It's the only way to describe it. Lower courts had ruled against the state of Texas and prohibited them from enforcing this law. It's been bouncing around back and forth in the courts for 2 or 3 years. It was originally passed in 2017. Well, this week, the 5th Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling from the entire court. It was a 9-5 ruling in favor of the state of Texas, which means this law can now be enforced. All right. I knew all that and reported that to you. Here is what I did not know. The judge writing the majority opinion, in fact, two judges, Jennifer Walker Elrod and Don R. Willett, co-wrote the majority decision. And in this decision, these two judges said this. I want you to listen to this carefully. If it is illegal to dismember living animals, how can we dismember human fetuses? Now, most of us would say, well, of course, that's common sense. But how rare is it for a judge to rule with common sense? Quote, in their ruling, the 5th Circuit judges said many abortion facilities are not telling women what will happen to their baby. The judges pointed to informed consent forms from abortion facilities that say, quote, the pregnancy tissue will be removed during the procedure. But they do not explain that the fetus's body parts, arms, legs, ribs, skull, and everything else will be ripped apart and pulled out piece by piece. This is congruent with the widely accepted principle that dismemberment of living mammals should be prohibited. For example, unwanted dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens in shelters must be humanely euthanized under Texas law. But the same protection is not granted to a human fetus. Judge Priscilla Owens, in a concurring opinion, described dismemberment abortions as abhorrent. She also noted that our society prohibits such cruelty against animals. Isn't that incredible that we have some federal judges who actually look at abortion for what it really is? It is barbaric. And we would not allow this to happen to animals. One of the arguments that I have tried to use, is it illegal to destroy the egg of an eagle or any other protected birds? There are several other birds that are protected. The American condor was, I think maybe it was removed. But there are several birds around the United States that are on the endangered list, including the eagle. You can go to prison by destroying the egg of a protected bird. Now, what is an egg? A pre-born bird. And by the way, you cannot destroy the egg of an endangered bird at any stage. 2 minutes after the egg is produced, you can't destroy it. You go to jail, you'll be fined, you can go to prison. And that egg, I mean, when it is first laid, the egg, there is no indication that that's going to grow into a bird inside that egg at all. Depends on the bird. Takes days, takes weeks, whatever. So an unborn bird has more protection legally and culturally. I mean, if you would go out on the street and say, is it right or wrong to destroy the egg of an American eagle? I think 99.9% of everybody you talk to will say, oh no, that would be terrible. You can't destroy the egg of a beautiful creature like an American eagle. Well, why not? Well, because that egg has the potential to become a beautiful bird that's the symbol of America. Oh, so you don't destroy the egg because of the potential that is inside the egg. That's right. Well, how do you feel about abortion? Well, you know, that's completely different. It depends on whether the mother is actually ready to have a baby, whether she's financially able, whether she's emotionally stable. It depends on what her future plans are. Because, you know, it's her body and her choice. It is extremely difficult to be consistent in supporting abortion. It is just, in fact, it's actually impossible to be really consistent in supporting abortion. Because anywhere else, the unborn will be protected. Unless it's a human. So God bless these federal judges of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals using the Constitution and common sense. If you can't dismember animals, why in the world should you be able to dismember a human? God bless them. May their tribe increase. That again is the importance of the appointment of good judges. All right, final break. We'll come back and wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I hate to report things like this. I really do, but we can't keep our heads in the sand. We can't be paranoid either. But here is my point. You can find evil anywhere, folks, even in churches. I am absolutely convinced that most Bible-believing pastors are good, godly men who are doing their best to lead their congregations well, to be an example, and to live a godly life. Do they fail? Of course they do. One thing I told my congregation for 25 years, don't put your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because if I have not failed you, I promise you I will. And I meant it. But I really do believe that most Bible-believing pastors are good, godly men who are honestly trying to walk uprightly in righteousness and godliness. But not all. Here's a story out of Denison, Texas. I'm not even going to mention this man's name because I don't want to give him any publicity. He is the ex-pastor of the Church of the Nazarene in Denison, Texas. And hey, this is not a slam on the Nazarenes. Last Sunday, the church that I preached at, that's kind of non-denominational, but it's basically Nazarene. I've preached in many Nazarene churches. But the man who was pastor there for many years, senior pastor, lead pastor of the Church of the Nazarene in Denison, Texas, has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison after he pleaded guilty, quote, to using hidden cameras to record sexually explicit material of underage children at his church and other locations. This pervert, pretending to be a pastor, put up secret cameras in the bathrooms, changing rooms of his church, and took kiddie porn videos of children under his care and in his church. And I'm not even going to read the rest of it. It is just so disgusting. He used cameras disguised as hooks, clocks, picture frames, smoke detector, an AC wall adapter, charging blocks, and even a pen. The children ages 11 to 14 had no idea they were being taped. They were being recorded. This is beyond evil. And I don't know that 30 years in prison is enough. So again, I believe that the overwhelming majority of Bible-believing pastors are good, godly men. Humans? Failure prone? Of course. But it's just a reminder that there is evil everywhere. And again, we should not be paranoid about this. But there should always be accountability. Always. I don't care how small or how big the church, there should always be accountability. It's just incredibly sad. And these poor kids, someone that they trusted. All right, boy, let's not end with that. Many of you are familiar with David Benham and his brother. These are the sons of Flip Benham, pro-life activists. Well, last year, they were doing sidewalk counseling outside of an abortion clinic in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, that's illegal. The sidewalk outside of these facilities are public right-of-ways, and you can stand out there, you can encourage women going in not to have an abortion. This has been decided over and over and over again through the courts for many years. This is legal. It is constitutional. Well, David Benham and some other pro-life activists that were with him were arrested in front of the abortion clinic in Charlotte last year. Well, the Alliance Defending Freedom is representing them, and they are suing the city of Charlotte, the police department, etc. And it's interesting that all of the charges were dropped. They were arrested, hauled down to the police station, but the charges were all dropped. They were never prosecuted, but the Benhams and the other pro-life activists have decided that they're going to take the city of Charlotte, Mecklenburg County. They're going to take them to the U.S. District Court for the Western District of North Carolina, and they're going to fight back. And I think that's appropriate. They were arrested illegally, unconstitutionally, and I think that they are well, certainly within their constitutional rights, and I think in their biblical rights as well. And hopefully, if they win the case, and they should, since the charges were dropped, maybe this will give a strong message to other cities, other municipalities across America, that you don't violate the constitutional rights of people simply because they oppose abortion. So, good for them. Good for them. Hey, I mentioned last Sunday we were up in Salem, Ohio. This Sunday, Joy and I will be at Zion Lutheran Church down in Groveport, Ohio for their Sunday morning service. Yep. Zion Lutheran Church in Groveport this coming Sunday morning. Just wanted to pass that along. Hey, folks, I hope you have a wonderful evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.